Today we hear of a very famous gospel, a gospel about the 10 lepers. It helps to know Leviticus. Leviticus is a book in the Old Testament to understand what was happening here and the significance of it. Christ was traveling with his apostles from Samaria, in between Galilee and Samaria, to Jerusalem. And there were 10 lepers that approached. One was a Samaritan and 9 were Jews. Do you all know what a leper had to do? Lepers, someone who was suspected of leprosy, of being sick. We kind of saw this during COVID, you know. When someone coughed a little bit, we accused them. We said, oh, they should stay away. Not that we should be close to people who are sick. Who wants to get sick? But you remember the book, The Scarlet Letter? We kind of marked them when they coughed or if we suspected them of being under the weather. So lepers, according to Judaic law, they had to go and show themselves to a priest. And the priest would confirm that they were indeed sick, and he would cast them out. He would separate them from society. They were considered unclean. They were rejected from the temple. They couldn't participate in anything. They were cast out. And if the illness, if the virus ran its course, they would have to show themselves again to the priest, and the priest would declare them clean, and he would bless them and bring them back into the fold. So here from far off, these 10, one Samaritan, who the Samaritans were automatically considered unclean by the Jews simply for being Samaritans. Remember the Samaritan woman by the well, where she spoke with Christ and said, your people have worshipped in Jerusalem, our people have worshipped on this mountain. There was a second temple that the Samaritans had founded, and there they worshipped, and they argued back and forth over which was the true temple, the one in Jerusalem or the one on the top of the mountain in Samaria. And they approach Christ and they ask for mercy. And he sends them to the priest. Most likely, they thought that they were not going to get any help, that he sent them to the priest so that the priest could indeed confirm that they were still cast out, that they were still ill. But on the way, something miraculous happened. They realized that they were healed. The 9 Jews never came back, but the one Samaritan came back to say thank you. And Christ asks him, where are the other 9? Why didn't they come and say thank you? And this, of course, is a little lesson for us to remember to be thankful. As I said in Greek, it's hip for people to say, and I'm sure many of you have heard this, just be happy, be thankful. And we wonder, be thankful to whom? You can't just be thankful. You have to be thankful to someone. You can be thankful to your parents, to your spouse, to your boss. Perhaps they're very kind to you. But we today are reminded to be thankful to God because we understand in our real humility, in authentic humility, in authentic faith, we owe everything to Him. Everything we have is a gift from Him. Sometimes when we get too big for our britches, as they say, too successful, we become, perhaps unconsciously, our own gods. We start to wonder if we can do anything on our own. I can accomplish anything. I don't need anyone, not even God. This, of course, is a trap because it allows us to live thinking that all the success is because of ourselves. Humility, St. Nicodemus says, is the queen of all the virtues. Because without humility, we don't realize that we need anything else from anyone, nor do we realize that we need other virtues like love, like forgiveness, repentance, compassion, philanthropy. An egomaniac who is successful does philanthropy for themselves. I give to you so you can talk about me. I give so that people will hear about me. A humble person gives to people out of love. We help one another. We give freely and humbly. There's a big difference. In the Makarizmi in English, the Beatitudes, thank you, the Beatitudes. The first Beatitude is, the poor in spirit, they shall inherit the kingdom of heaven. Sometimes people think, they assume automatically, just because they hear the word poor, that refers to the people on the street, the poor people. You can be poor and live on the street and be an egomaniac, you know. You can be wealthy and have a poor spirit. A poor spirit is one that is full of humility, and they realize that they owe everything they have to God. So today we are reminded to be thankful, to give thanks to God for all the good things in our lives. And when we are in the right spiritual state of mind, we are thankful to God even for the challenges in life, even for the difficult moments in life. We begin to understand what the crucifixion and the resurrection mean for us, what they will mean for us in the future, and to be grateful for the potential of living eternal life in communion with God. May God grant you many years, and may together we achieve a poor spirit, one that is humble and grateful to God, one that is joyous and peaceful and enjoys every moment that God allows us to live in the world.